Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
The podcast during the past several weeks have been devoted to some fundamental ethological principles that I find valuable in the analysis of animal behavior and in the development of programs to treat animal behavioral problems from a behavioral, physiological, and bond perspective. This week, I want to briefly recap those principles and put them all together for you. I began by noting that it's all about energy. All living beings are hardwired to get the job done using the least amount of energy. The more energy an animal uses to get the job done, the less confidence that animal has, the less skill that animal has, and the more stressed that animal is likely to be. The goal of all of their functions is to fulfill one of their basic priorities. Establishing and protecting the mental and physical space is the number one priority, followed by finding food and water, then courting, mating, reproducing, raising young, and then play. There are variations on that theme, but the key one for companion animals is establishing and protecting the physical and mental space. Many, if not all, of the behavioral problems I see occur when animals are expending a large amount of energy trying to stabilize their physiological and mental space. This brings me to the second principle I discussed, and that was the concept of positive probabilities. By keeping in mind that no matter how bizarre or abnormal an animal's behavior appears to us, it represents the most energy-efficient way for that animal to gain stability in that particular environment, we can avoid a lot of negative emotions. Negative emotions are energy vampires. If we get all caught up in an emotion-based evaluation of a problem that concludes that the animal is mean, spiteful, jealous, stupid, we're wasting a lot of energy and we have nothing to show for it. Whereas from the animal's perspective, he or she is displaying the behavior because it works. It provides some sort of relief in that particular environment. The third concept we looked at was the concept of responsible punishment. There may come a time when punishment is necessary. Responsible punishment means that first you acknowledge that punishment is after the fact. Nothing can be done at that point to provide the animal with an acceptable alternative. The alternative needs to be in place before the negative behavior occurs. The second thing about responsible punishment is that it's done swiftly, smoothly, unemotionally. The next principle is the idea of doing as I do relative to our animals. Animals evolved to learn by modeling or social learning. This occurred because that form of learning is the most energy efficient. The problem with serving as models for our animals' behavior is that sometimes it requires us to be better than we would otherwise want to be. Among those skills, it requires that we master our self-control and self-reinforcement. Next, I explored the Chatty Cathy syndrome. Because animals do learn by modeling, because they are far, far more aware of the changes in our body language and our physiology that signal changes in our moods, including our confidence, words mean little to them. Finally, we looked at developing a healing presence. The idea of just being with an animal being enough. That's not as easy as it sounds. Some might say that it's wrong to stoop to the level of an animal to make it easier for the animal to learn. From my perspective, though, all the time I've spent learning about ethology and perception in animals has expanded my world tremendously.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.